Hello, welcome to episode 2 of Rants on the Run. Once again, I am the Son of Doom.
I'm his host, Gexup.
And this time, we're responding to the Guinness Book of World Records, top 50 video game endings of all time.
And they're treating it like it's factual evidence, just like IGN's list. But this one is the most heinous list I have ever seen in my life. Because, you know, I wouldn't be this mad unless they're trying to say that this is factual evidence.
Well, just hearing that name, who comes up with that idea, really?
Genesis Book of World Records. Okay, probably they made video game Book of World Records on their
Guinness.
Own.
No, Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, I don't read the fucking book.
This is like the first one of the first video game things they've ever done. They usually do longest tongue, world's tallest couple, stuff like that.
Actually, I had the 2009 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records on video games.
Well, you've seen some of these lists. What's your instant take on it?
It is worse than the N64 game list we did on the last episode. How's that even possible?
Well, they're not a video game website. They're just a book publisher.
Exactly. It's just like seeing Time Magazine doing the top 10 games of the year. And sometimes they're right because, you know, based on quality, and they are very wrong at times when it comes to popularity. And this list is no quality whatsoever. These are just popularity. It's a popularity contest.
And so far, more than 13,000 fans have been outraged at them for this list. Just a little warning.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's start from the top and spend about 3 days on this list. Ready?
Okay.
Number 50. Jeez. Resident Evil 4.
All you did was just escape from an exploding island after you defeated a mutated priest. I mean, a priest that turned into a giant freaking mutant.
Well, it is pretty low.
Yeah.
Number 49, Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic.
What? Why? Dude! Knights of the Old Republic is probably one of the best role-playing games of all time. The gameplay quality, the unpredictable plot that's going somewhere, and all the way to the end, you would never see it coming. Sorry I had to spoil this for everybody, but you have played the villain the whole fucking time. The first time I saw that, I nearly shit my pants. It was spectacular. Dude, that belonged in the top 10 alone because of that surprising game ending. You've never seen video game narratives that structured before. This is terrible to put it at 49. God! All right, I'm done. Already this list has already gave a shit on itself.
Number 48, Ratchet and Clank, A Crack in Time.
Well, I am happy that Ratchet and Clank got some spotlights. Because, to be quite honest, A Crack in Time is probably the best conclusion of a platformer that has a storyline in it that I've ever seen, ever. The reason why it's number 3 in my top 10 favorite Ratchet and Clank games of all time, voted by the fans, but I'm happy that it's made it to number 3, is because, oh my goodness, the plot was really, really spectacular. But if I were making the list, I would be higher. All right, now it's my turn. Number 47, Crysis 2.
Ugh, that's just an FPS thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what's so special about this plot? All it is was an alien invasion, you wear the suit, and then you destroy everyone and them in sight.
Well, it's apparently better than the Old Republic.
Oh, fuck you!
Hmm.
No way it's better than Knights of the Old Republic. Alright, number 46. Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion.
Wow.
Now, okay, gameplay-wise, it's so much better than Morrowind, but story-wise, you're not the main character. You know who you're following the main character and just appearing to what he's going to witness.
Huh.
I don't know. Oblivion, best game ending. To be honest, the Elder Scrolls series is nothing but a mere side quest type of game. It's a game that's filled with side quests, and the main quest is not as varied as the side quests.
So, jeez.
All right, number 45. Call of Duty, World at War.
Man, I hate Call of Duty.
Oh my god. Okay, what did World at War do special? Nothing.
It had boom. It had big boom.
Big boom boom. All right, what's next?
Number 44, Star Wars, The Force Unleashed 2.
I don't even know a single fucking thing about The Force Unleashed 2. The only thing I even know about that game is that they made Guybrush as an unlockable skin. Everybody said The Force Unleashed 2 was a really disappointing game.
Hmm, no. Well, maybe the ending was magnificent, that they excused all the broken gameplay.
Probably. All right. Not.
Number 43, Half-Life 2, Episode 2.
Well, I'll be honest here. The only thing that was pretty good, was really surprising, is to have Alex's father, spoiler alert, that got stabbed, and then we have another cliffhanger. I mean, I am so upset at the fact that Half-Life 2 is incomplete in terms of story. I mean, how long are we going to see the all these answers of seeing that mystery businessman carrying the suit inside, you know, Morgan Freeman's, Gordon Freeman. I keep saying mixing Morgan and Gordon. Gordon Freeman's imagination and, so many unanswered questions of who's controlling the Covenant since, you know, the main villain died at the beginning of Half-Life 2, Episode 0.
Yep. Well, number 42, Super Metroid. What ending? I love that game to death, but I don't play it for the story.
But let's be honest here. That boss fight with Mother Brain was fucking brilliant. That was, like, intense as hell because we had all the power-ups in the whole game, and it was still not enough to beat the Mother Brain. And then remember how surprising it was to see that giant baby
save your life.
Baby Metroid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I remember just using all my missiles. It doesn't do anything. All my super
doesn't
do anything.
Dude, whenever I thought I was going to die, I always pressed the reset button. When I was very little, I always keep pressing the reset button. And then I didn't even know that I had to be weakening and wait for the baby Metroid until, you know, one of my friends said, stop doing the reset button. And then I actually saw the game ending and had the full potential power. And to be honest, there's going to be a lot of Call of Duty games in this list. And Super Metroid dominates them all in terms of intensity and suspense.
Yeah, but the end.
For fuck's sake, man.
That wasn't the ending. Like, that was the final boss. The ending was like, you fly away, the planet explodes again.
Yeah, okay, I get you. All right, never mind. But at least it's better than all the Call of Duty endings.
Well, it's your turn.
Number 41, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
Oh, yeah. What a twist.
Nella, I keep forgetting that Shadow Girl's name that always followed you.
I don't know it.
Yeah, and then she became like a big giant, you know, princess from another dementia. I don't know. And then she said her goodbyes to Zelda, Princess Zelda and Link. I don't know. Could have done a lot better than that. Mm. Oh well. Number 40, New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
What ending was that? Dare I ask?
What ending? You rescue the princess? Ugh. You know, I was expecting to have, like, this final brawl like we had in the original Double Dragon where it's like you rescued the girl, but she only could choose one man if you played co-op, and then you ended up fighting each other. I was expecting that ending, but we never... It seems like everybody got the princess. Ho-ho, the orgy.
Yeah, great.
All right, number 39. Infamous.
Oh, that was a pretty good one. That's a little low,
Which
don't you think?
Are you talking about the one that you had evil morals, or the one that you were good?
It's the first game. It was pretty much the same thing, really. He's just alone in the city.
Oh, never mind.
It's the second.
I was thinking
game.
About Infamous too.
Yeah, that's the game with the massive endings.
Oh, yeah. Eh. So yeah, it belonged to the list. I think it would have been higher. Mm. Okay.
No complaints there. Number 38, Fallout 3.
Oh, fuck you. Okay, Fallout 3 was a pretty darn good game. But like Mass Effect 3, holy fucking shit. The ending was so anticlimactic. You know what Bethesda said when they were promoting Fallout 3, when they were promoting all the moral choices and all the variety that you get? They promised you that you would have like 200 endings. That is a complete and utter lie. Because you get the same bad ending where you had to either sacrifice yourself or make another person sacrifice herself and to get inside that chamber and to unleash the, what was that, the purity project to make all the water fresh in Fallout 3. The problem is you won't survive any of those endings. Mm-hmm. And nope. You needed a DLC to get the ending that you quote-unquote want. But guess what? Oh. It didn't end in that game.
So you paid for a cliffhanger.
Yeah, and then you paid DLC for a game that didn't end, but it just ended anyway, but no credits.
Wait, that's another thing. A lot of these games have multiple endings, and it doesn't say which one.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like they just saw one clip on YouTube and say, okay, that's a list.
I feel stupid. Number 37, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas.
I will have to say that out of all the Grand Theft Auto endings, that was the best one. Tenpenny, the cop, played by Samuel Jackson, he was a fucking asshole, and you wanted to get your hands on him. And it solved the problem about why Big Smoke betrayed you, and it was pretty heartbreaking, but at the same time, just taking down this cop who had the power to of the Force in his hands, not as Force as in Star Wars, I mean the police force, in his hands, and finally take him down with all your might was nothing more than thrilling. But I don't understand why it's 37. It would put it in, like, top 20 if I had the pick.
Well, how about the next one? Number 36, Gears of War 2.
What was special about that ending? You tell me.
Gun goes bang.
Like every shooter ending ever. Number 35, Bioshock. You know those little sisters that you're rescuing? Well, it has separate endings. Oh, man. It's another game that has, you know, separate endings. All right. You were good. You rescued all the, and if you play as good and you rescued all the little sisters with no harvesting, automatically you got this really heart-filled ending where you have like all those, you rescued all those little sisters out of Rapture, and then they were with you. No, you were with them all the way to their marriage, and then until your dying day, and that was a really special ending. If you choose the bad ending, oh my goodness, you get like you killed all these little sisters. So evil like, and I don't know, it break your heart a lot. And if you save some of the little sisters but you harvest the rest of them, then you get like a somewhat between good and bad ending. But if you ask me what was the best ending in Bioshock, I would have to say that the ending where you saved the little sisters, all the little sisters, and they were with you to your dying day. You know, because they were just showing the hands. Okay, because they didn't show how they were growing up. They just showed how much they've grown up by having the camera viewing their hands, demonstrating how much have life passed by without even showing your character's face, because, you know, your character's face was the mystery of the whole game. But I will have to say that it was a much better ending than System Shock 2, where they give you a cliffhanger and all that fight of trying to kill my goodness, who was that villain from System Shock 2? Now I remember. Shodan. Yeah, it was a much better ending where you get this another cliffhanger where, all that fight that you're trying to finish the final boss Shodan was nothing because she still survived. yeah, I will have to say Bioshock's ending was really, was much more special than System Shock 2's ending, which the reason why I'm making a comparison between Bioshock and System Shock 2, for those who don't know, is that Bioshock is a spiritual successor of System Shock 2, since System Shock 2 didn't sell well, and EA owns the right, and they're never going to make a sequel for System Shock 2. Well, I will have to say that, you know, Bioshock 2 had a better ending. What's one plus that it has over System Shock 2?
How do you feel about being number 35?
Number 35? Oh, come on. I think I would put that like in number 10 or somewhere. Because that was a really wonderful ending. I would never have a better ending than saving the little sisters.
Help.
Okay, number 34, Warcraft 2, Wings of Liberty.
StarCraft.
Sorry, my bad. StarCraft 2, Wings of Liberty.
Wow.
I hated the ending. Because, you know, they just give you another cliffhanger and an incomplete ending. I mean, we waited so long for StarCraft 2 to be released, and all we got was just endings that didn't end.
Wow. Well.
And also, Blizzard promised that we're going to have new races in StarCraft. Well, we're just going to have to wait till the next expansion pack if we're not playing the Zerg and the Protoss and humans. All right, number 33, Sonic Adventures 2.
Well, it had a pretty good ending as far as Sonic's standards go.
Okay, which of the three endings was the best? The hero ending, the dark ending, or the final ending?
I'm pretty sure they're talking about the final ending, and that was, you know, it was pretty good. Shadow dies and a massive threat to the Earth. I actually really like that story.
Yeah, but I got one question. If Shadow died in Sonic Adventures 2, how did he come back in the rest of the Sonic games?
Oh, that's not the real Shadow. It's an android.
Oh,
If you play the neutral ending on Shadow the Hedgehog, they explain that. He's a clone.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot. Sonic Heroes. They showed that he was a clone.
Yeah, that's a clone of Shadow. The real one died in Adventure 2.
Oh, okay. Now that makes perfect sense.
Number 32, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater.
That was a really spectacular ending. I mean, you know, this is the story in Metal Gear Solid 3 was a plot about separate people who were involved in the stories, and they were all spies in the Cold War. And that was so heartbreaking to see that, you know, Snake had to take down his own, mentor, Boss, just to become Big Boss. And I almost shed a tear after seeing that ending. But I wouldn't say that would be probably in the top five, per se, because there's one thing that I thought that was anticlimactic. You know what that is?
What?
When you did the final gun battle, duel shot with, Otacon. Oh, no, not Otacon. God damn it.
Ocelot.
Ocelot. Yeah, Ocelot. And then, you fired a bullet. I mean, you fired a gun and there's no bullet. And then, you know, Otacon, he just jumped out of the plane.
Well, actually, if you choose the other gun, then it turns out to be a blank.
I know, right?
You should do that, though, because then you get to keep the revolver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did do that in one of the endings,
And you get to keep it for the next playthrough.
Yeah. It's been a while I played Metal Gear Solid 3. That's actually my favorite game in the series because the setting in the Cold War was the perfect setting for a stealth game, and I haven't seen any other stealth game that was placed in that setting.
Not a bad pick. Right. Pretty low, though. 32.
32. Oh, come on. Now, in terms of emotion value, the ending had where, you know, you feel sorry that Big Boss had to die and was treated as a traitor for the sake of... was she treated as a traitor or was she treated as a patriot?
Pretty sure it was a traitor.
I forgot. It's been a while I played Metal Gear Solid 3. I didn't mind that the cutscenes were long because, you know, the story was really thrilling, in a matter of fact.
Number 31, Kingdom Hearts 2. Why so low? I loved that ending.
You really did? How so?
Like, you get a message from the king, which clearly hints at a sequel, and then that hidden ending where they show all these Keyblades? What does that mean? So I'm sick of these spinoffs. Make a 3-1, tell me. Or did one of the spinoffs explain that?
Okay. All right.
No comment?
No comment.
Number 30, Mass Effect 1.
It's a lot better than the ending in Mass Effect 3. Okay, now, Mass Effect 1, it's inferior to the ending that we got in Knights of the Old Republic. Because, you know, you'd save... Because no matter what ending you had, you save the Citadel from being destroyed by Sovereign, the Reaper. And, you know, after all that hard work, it was just another glorious ending where you say, he was a beloved Spectre. Now it's your chance to choose who becomes the new leader of the Citadel or something like that. And then automatically you choose, and no matter what ending you got... It only matters in the sequels later on, except in Mass Effect 3, where none of your choices even matter. All right. Number 29, Super Mario Galaxy.
Whoa, twist ending, right?
I love your sarcasm there. Right. I don't know what to say. Just save the princess and then you get a kiss. That's it?
Oh, you actually get a kiss this time?
On the nose, I guess. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know. Who really was anticipated to see the ending in Mario Galaxy?
You want to know how many stars it takes to open that locket?
Well, are you sure you're not going to get a Yoshi who's just going to give you 99 lives?
Lives, a completely outdated thing. Great.
I know, right? Because, you know, games games are supposed to give a lot of chances for the player nowadays. Lives and continues are unnecessary in today's gaming.
I'm running out of quarters.
Yeah. All right. Number 28, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Which one? The original one, the one on Game Gear, the one on Master System, or the 2006 one?
It doesn't say, so I'm guessing the Sega Genesis days.
Yeah, okay. The ending was when you get all the emeralds, it brings life back to the Green Hill Zone. More flowers show up, and then Sonic jumps at the screen.
some ending we got there, right?
Well, I don't know. What sort of environment?
Was it really worth all them emeralds?
Well, there was only six then. Nobody noticed that. They added a seventh.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they
number 27. Oh, you were saying?
I was gonna say maybe they meant the Sonic 06 version where the whole love drama thing ended with Sonic and Elise.
No, we don't need that ending. We wouldn't be I wouldn't be doing this list if they actually put Sonic the Hedgehog 06 ending there. No, we don't need to remember Sonic 06. That's the only Sonic game that I do not like. I can tolerate all the other ones, but that I cannot tolerate. Number 27, Metal Gear Solid.
First one, apparently much better than the third. That's how you felt, right?
No, I like the third one much better than the first. But I will have to say, however, that, you know, it was surprising to see that Snake Ocelot was, Snake's brother the whole time. And then, you know, when you're trying to escape from Moses, that's the name of the station, right?
Yeah, Shadow Moses Island.
Shadow Moses. You know, you were escaping from Shadow Moses from the explosives. And then by the time you reached the end of the tunnel, that was compelling as hell, man. But which ending are they talking about? The one where Snake and Meryl are together, or the one with Ocelot and Snake?
Otacon
and Snake.
Both at the same time. They were both so spectacular. It was a tie.
I choose Snake and Meryl, to be honest, because, you know, you're romantically in love with her, but with Otacon, it only fits when you're trying to progress to Metal Gear Solid 2, where it mysteriously took off Meryl if you rescued her.
That's a... I don't know, that's kind of a plot hole, because each ending implies the other one dies, but they both appear in later games.
Wait, did Otacon die if you save Meryl?
Well, he says he'll stay behind and, like, in the rubble, just to make sure they can get out safe. It was implied, so you don't really know. And Meryl straight up did die.
And then she was resurrected in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, and clearly 2 followed...
That don't make no sense, does it?
And clearly 2 followed the Otacon ending, because he's there.
That's kind of mysterious that they went from the bad ending in Metal Gear Solid 2. I'm calling the one ending with Otacon the bad ending, where they just say that Meryl died. But then in Metal Gear Solid 4, she mysteriously came back to life.
Eh, 4 was... who knows? Number 26, Assassin's Creed 2.
That was pretty surprising to see that... let me see. That we discovered that Adam and Eve wasn't created by God, but instead the human race was created by aliens.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry for ruining the ending, but that was pretty good in comparison to the next.
Number 25, Assassin's Creed 1.
Why is it higher than Assassin's Creed 2?
Because cliffhanger.
Dude, okay, in terms of which one had the best cliffhanger, Assassin's Creed 2 had a better cliffhanger. Okay, I'm getting really sick and tired of seeing cliffhangers in these lists. Because that seemed to what we got all in all these games and these endings, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 24, Shadow of the Colossus.
What do you think about that ending? I'm not sure how to think. It was a really spectacular game.
That ending was bizarre, really. You didn't really know what to make of it. I don't even know.
Right?
I'd agree it should be on the list, but I wouldn't know where to put it.
I'm really confused. Is it really higher than, say, like Knights of the Old Republic?
Yes, apparently it is.
No, it can't be. Well, all right. Now, number 23, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Okay, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
I heard the first Modern Warfare actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, let's be honest here. It was a pretty... okay, before we all hated the Call of Duty series because it overhyped, back in 2007, that shocked us as hell because you thought you were escaping. And then later on, a nuclear explosion happened, and then the helicopter you're riding on got crashed. I mean, it was an unfinished ending. It was a cliffhanger. But at the same time, it was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I would say that Modern Warfare 1 is probably the only Call of Duty game that I like. Not love, not really like, not that I thought it was great, just like. That's like above average.
It is our guilty pleasure.
Whatever. Okay. Number 22, the original Kingdom Hearts.
Wow. Another
cliffhanger. Is it better than Kingdom Hearts 2?
I don't know. Ending? It's just they're running along a path. How did you even get to that path? Where are they? I don't get it.
Okay. Now, next one. I know I might pretty much bring heat about on this to anyone. Number 21, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. Okay. You found a treasure. You left it behind on the in the the temple that you found it, and the whole temple collapsed. And then you got the girl. You didn't get Chloe, but you got the blonde-headed girl. Wow. Didn't really thought it was that good. I mean, come on. If anything belongs, you know, at the Saints at number 49 with, you know, where criminally Knights of the Old Republic is placed at, it should be Uncharted 2 because, you know, let's be honest here. It did not change the formula of the adventure adventure storytelling genre that we saw in, you know, like Indiana Jones and all the other ones that we've seen before.
Mm. Number 20, Super Mario Galaxy 2. They fixed it so much, right, Gex?
No, it's the same ending. My God, are you guys blind?
Well, Mario Galaxy 2 was originally an expansion pack, remember?
Yes. And do I have to keep shoving it in your ears, guys? It's the exact same game. Same game does not mean greatest game of all time.
Number 19, Mass Effect 2.
Well, I don't even understand the purpose of fighting the collectors other than just giving us a villain for Mass Effect 2 before they gave us the Reapers. Let's be honest here. The collectors, they look so similar to the Power Rangers villains. No offense, Sandu, but I could not take the villain seriously if you're fighting these bug-like aliens that you feel like you want to punch and kick rather than shoot.
None taken. Power Rangers isn't a super serious show.
Okay.
Number 18, Grand Theft Auto 4.
You call that a good ending? I thought it was anticlimactic in comparison to San Andreas ending. All you did was just chase mob guy. You blow him off in the boats, and then that was it. The rest of the game is just hearing your cousin Nico and Jacob calling you and saying, "Hey, Nico, you want to go bowling with me? Okie dokie, maybe later." And then you get a thumb down. I hated Grand Theft Auto 4 because of that. Getting phone calls when you want to do exploration. Number 17, Portal 2.
Well,
was it as surprising as to realize that the cake was a lie in the first time?
No, the surprise was all that crap he went through. The first game had a great ending. How was the second one? Right? I guess this is an okay pick, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. I'm going to put that as high as 17 if you ask me. Okay, number 16, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh, they just keep making those endings better.
You really think so?
No, obviously not, because they put the first one above the second.
Second one was spectacular, but Brotherhood, I had an argument with Amuya about which cliffhanger ending was better, Brotherhood or Assassin's Creed 2, and neither one of us could agree. So we had to end the argument by saying, you know, it's we only can agree to disagree, so that's the only way we can end it. All right, wow. Number 15, Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
I'm not sure, really. That's a debatable pick.
Well, it was a cliffhanger saying that, you know, they opened the jar that was controlling the Sand of Time, and then they brought him back to, I think, the past? I don't remember, the sequel of the Sands of Time.
Yeah, it was, Oh, I have that game right there, and I can't see it. Oh, well. Do you think it was the 15th greatest ending of all time?
No. 15th? No, but it was pretty good, but not 15th.
Now this is where things get a little silly. Number 14, Halo Combat Evolved.
Okay, I strongly disagree that any Halo ending does not belong this high. But however, out of all the endings that Halo has ever had, Combat Evolved is the one that at least makes sense. It's the same ending that we get from Resident Evil 4 and Metal Gear Solid, where you have to run away from an explosive territory. No, and also the same ending from Super Metroid, where you run away from a giant explosion before you get killed. Tell you the truth, I really think that Super Metroid should trade places with, Halo Combat Evolved.
Oh, you'll regret saying that after this. Number 13, Halo 3.
We waited for 4 fucking years for what? Another cliffhanger. Just when you thought that Halo 2 had another abominable ending. This one here is forcing you to play Legendary mode to see the Master Chief to open his mask. Is it really worth it? He looked like a fucking douchebag.
Okay. Number 12, oh, for the Pokemon Black and White.
Okay, now I want to ask you one question. Which ending are they talking about? When you finish the Pokemon Johto League or when you defeated the Pokemon Master?
Unova League.
Unova League?
Johto was Gold and Silver.
Never mind. But my goodness. Well, every Pokemon ending is not a really specifically an ending. It's just you defeating the last guy in the Pokemon League and then just have this, professor, whoever the fuck is the professor, either Oak or whoever, to show up and say, congratulations, you did it. And then you get the Pokemon that you battled with that monster to be in the Hall of Fame. And then that's all you got. Wow, I don't consider that to be a good ending.
There's a twist. This one has creepy close-ups of some of the characters in the cutscenes.
You call that cutscenes? I call those pixelated moving objects acting as cutscenes. All right. Now, this one is really awkward. Number 11. Super Mario Brothers.
Again, a multi-game title.
Okay, let's be honest here. It was the first game ending that we all wanted to see. Mario finally rescued the princess. And then every time we're in a castle, it says, sorry, the princess is in another freaking castle until you're finally at the 10th castle and finally save the princess and get a kiss. The ending lasted for only like 5 seconds.
I guess you can give it points for just setting the standard on video game endings. Like it was like the first or something.
Yeah, probably. Okay, next one. Okay, number 10. Well, all right, we're in the top 10. Number 10, Heavy Rain. Okay, sorry for spoiling this to everybody, but I will have to spoil the who is the origami killer this whole fucking time. Scott Shelby. And his reasons why is that his brother died in the water when his foot was stuck in the pipe of water that was pushing him to his near death, and his father would not help save his brother because he was drunk and he was, being incredibly selfish. And then, Scott Shelby was, holding his brother to dear life, but he didn't take his time to bring his head up to breathe once again. And you know what? Scott Shelby is testing humanity's care for one another, test it on these suspects that he was, I mean, not these suspects, these victims that he chose, like that, that dude that mopes around and that horny chick that's so fucking, complete fucking whore. Oh my goodness. It was an original way to have this mysterious killer to have a plot. But at the same time, it didn't make any sense because he's making the guys to chop off his own pinky, a bunch of henchmen trying to kill our main characters. And then you got different variety of how he died with a lot of endings and outcomes. And I don't know which ending they're talking about, the surprise or all the endings of how Scott died.
Well, just the ending notion in general. Do you agree that it should be number 10?
No, because it gotten really idiotic to see that Scott Shelby was the origami killer the whole time. Because it was not as smart as how Knights of the Old Republic handled, that you were playing as the villain the whole time.
No, it did not.
No, it did not.
Number 9, Final Fantasy VII.
That had a good ending? Okay, Final Fantasy VII had a really, really good plot. And then you really want to get Sephiroth back from killing Aerith. Did I say her name right?
Yeah, okay. Aerith.
And out of nowhere, like 20 minutes after you killed Sephiroth, you found this giant beam of light and they enter it. And then that's the end of the game. I know that there might be Final Fantasy VII buffs that's going to try to correct me. But I still, to this fucking day, do not understand what was the ending about. Even when I was like 7 or 8 years old, I didn't get what was the ending about.
And all the freaking afterwards things didn't help. Did you watch Advent Children?
Yeah, that movie was not even a good story. It was just eye-candy just to see action and to see have Sephiroth and Cloud to go at it again one more time because the fanboys just couldn't get their fucking heads out of the Cloud and Sephiroth.
Actually, they went at it again in Kingdom Hearts 2.
So is that the reason why it's considered a great ending in this list?
Oh, that wasn't the ending. It was a side mission.
Oh, never mind.
You can trigger that cutscene. They fight each other.
Never mind.
Well, what's next? Number 8, Metal Gear Solid 4. The most infamous Metal Gear Solid ending in them all.
Okay, I want to hear your personal opinion about Metal Gear Solid 4. And I'll give you my personal opinion.
Everybody knows how plot hole that was. Everybody hated seeing Big Boss come back. Yeah, spoilers. Oh, this whole video is spoilers. Big Boss comes back using parts from the bodies of Liquid and Solidus, which makes no sense. You saw how banged up those things got.
Yeah.
They bring
and,
zero.
And the original Metal Gear Solid, the original Metal Gear, oh my goodness. They established that they were using Big Boss's corpse and DNA to build those weapons of mass destruction.
No, he was dead. They brought him back with Solidus and parts from Liquid. And no, like Solidus's body got sliced to bits and Liquid's like froze Atlantis. How would they have gotten parts?
It makes perfect sense. It's how Ocelot gained a second personality from Liquid Snake by, you know, having an arm attached to him.
Nanomachines. That was their excuse for everything. Nanomachines.
Wait, did nanomachines have its own brain? So that means having your own brain is insignificant.
Nanomachines was their excuse for everything in that game. Like, all diehard Metal Gear. Look, Metal Gear Solid 4 had one of the worst writings in them all.
Yeah, I agree. Because let's be honest here. It was just a complete clusterfuck. How did Raiden turn into a cyborg villain? A cyborg super warrior, and able to like juggle geckos with his legs.
How did he get his arms back anyway?
I know. And let me see. Another thing that really upsets me. Oh my goodness, I'm having a headache trying to talk about all those cliffhangers that we got in Metal Gear Solid 4. Oh man. I can't believe forgot about this. Oh man, why in the blue hell is Meryl out of nowhere falling in love with Akiba? Out of all the people, Akiba.
Johnny, he was in Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah, but he was a rapist, for God's sake.
He wasn't a rapist. He was admiring from afar.
Then why was he naked when we saw him tied up?
Because Meryl stole his clothes.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, remember?
Okay, I forgot about that. It's been a while I've played any of Metal Gear Solid.
Well, here's the thing. Metal Gear Solid 4 is number 8, and Metal Gear Solid 3 is like 32. What was it? 32.
What did you think about making Big Boss an old man? I mean, not Big Boss. Solid Snake, the old man.
Their reason for that was because he's a clone, they didn't want more of them around. They removed his reproduction abilities and rapidly increased his aging.
I think they just want to make him just as old as, Liquid Ocelot.
Yeah, a couple old guys. And then Snake magically learned CQC because they couldn't remove a feature.
Yeah. All right.
Number 7. Portal. Now this, I agree with.
Yeah, I agree. Let me be honest here. Out of all the games in the top 10 in this list, that's the only game, that's the only ending that I agree that belongs in the top 10. It was a big surprise. Okay, we were all expecting cake because it was a big birthday party celebration. It was supposed to be a big homage to all Valve's games, and it was supposed to be their 10th anniversary when they first announced the original Half-Life back in 97. And then, you know, it was a really great way to make you feel happy that you're a Valve fan. And second of all, it makes you very happy that, they actually cared to bring a really amazing plot in a first-person perspective game.
It was a puzzle game, you know? And the whole, oh, by the way, we're going to try and kill you. That was really shocking to people.
Yeah, but let's be honest here. It did borrow the plot from HAL in 2001, but the way they handled it was like, we didn't expect it because, you know, GLaDOS was a happy-filled character who's sarcastic, who always made you happy and talk to you. And it surprised us as hell to see that this happy-filled character it murdered all her experiments. Who was doing the portal testing? And for the ones who made it to, who tried to reach to the cake, they witnessed the cake was a lie.
It's written everywhere in the game, and it is one of the most things you'll see fanboys type.
Well, ever since Portal 2 was released, I think the term "the cake is a lie" is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad Portal 2 was released because I could never mention anything without saying the word cake. And then I don't know where you're going to get a comment say, "the cake is a lie."
Well, was it a lie? I mean, I didn't see you with any cake.
I don't think it was a lie because, you know, after you killed GLaDOS and then out of nowhere, they were showing the deep structure that the cake of where the cake was the whole time. And it was there the whole time. Well, but the problem was, GLaDOS wanted to kill people. So I'm a little confused. Did GLaDOS get a glitch in her AI that caused people to kill? Or did she really want people to have the share the cake with her.
Who knows? But the ending would be that credit song, which is beyond catchy.
Oh, yeah. It was a triumph. I'm making a note here.
Oh, wow, that was a terrible impression.
Sorry for the terrible impression.
I actually bought that song on Amazon's MP3.
Oh, man, that song. Okay, out of all the endings and all the songs that represented the goodness of video games in 2007, Still Alive still marks the spot as one of the most iconic tunes in video games, period.
Well, shoot.
Now, let me give out some hatred for these games. All right. Number 6, Red Dead Redemption. You kill John Marston, and then you throw in his pussy-ass son and try to make him as a badass character as his father, but that didn't make any sense. I mean, it didn't make sense that he died, but we wanted to play John Marston all the way to the ending, not his son that just got shoehorned in to make us love him automatically to the end. I think they rated this way too high if they put, you know, Red Dead Redemption at number 6. And not to mention, if you're also going to say that, what about Undead Nightmare? Was that a good ending? No. Too late for a good ending. Any final words?
You've said it all, man.
Okay. Now, I want you to say this because I don't remember the ending of this next game. Number 5, God of War. Well, before I say anything, I'm glad that God of War 3 was not in this list. Now I remember the ending. It was nothing special. All you did was defeated Ares, and then you became a god of war, and then automatically you tried to jump off the cliff, and then instead of getting killed by falling down the rocks, automatically you just brought up from the water, and then just automatically went through the door and just sit on your throne and became the new god of war. I don't understand what was so special about this ending. It did not belong in this fucking top 10. It belongs so much lower than that.
Oh, it's in the top 5.
Top 5? What? You're kidding me. That was not even spectacular. The only thing I cared about God of War was just pretty much the action. But for the story, that's pretty much a stretch. To tell you the truth, I thought that the Hercules animated series had a much better compelling story than God of War story.
Jeez. Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Dude, I question that there's a God in existence because someone put this in the list. Number 4! God of Duty. I mean, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That was such a fucking terrible ending! Let me describe what the fuck was that ending about. Okay, you discovered that one of the generals the generals of the fucking U.S. military, and then your British troops, you're playing as one of the British troops trying to chase this guy. And then out of nowhere, you know, the only way you killed him was to throw a knife at him right in his eye that went through his brain, and then your companion that was with you the whole time just carried you all the way to the fucking helicopter. And that was the end. This was the most convoluted story ever. And they're telling us that was the best game ending ever? The fourth best game ending ever? Who the fuck thinks these were good stories or even good climaxes to begin with?
Don't worry.
I question if these people, if gamers, the Call of Duty fanboys, even bothers to care about the characters, because there is no characters. You just play as this, you know, multiple soldiers who are in either American or British, and then all they do is just shoot terrorists in their way. And you know what? Killing that general wasn't even worth a damn. I didn't even know why we had to catch him in the beginning with. And not to mention, how did we figure out that he was the villain the whole time? They did not show it in a cutscene. They just said it in the report. And then, out of nowhere, we're just thrown in there, just chasing the guy. This is just contrived story at its finest. Fuck that game.
Well, we got 3 more. Let me read these to you.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Number 3, a title we can't get away from. The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Let's be honest. Whenever there's a top 10 list, the Ocarina of Time will always be there. Okay. Ending. It was probably the best boss fight fighting Ganon, you know, when he transformed from Ganondorf to Ganon. And then out of nowhere, everybody was all happy in Hyrule. And then, you know, the last thing that you saw was when Link and Zelda, as their childhood form, saw each other the first time they first met at the garden. And then it says, the end. There ain't no credits. There ain't no,
lover.
There ain't no clear ending. It just says, the end. And then, you know, I waited for about an hour to see where, what else that ending is going to offer. It just says, the end. It just froze right there. I thought that was my game that froze, but I took a look at all the other. I took research to see if there was actually more to it to the ending, but no, that was pretty much it.
Final Fantasy X did that same thing. It just kind of freezes. It just freezes on this picture until you decide to reset your game.
Yeah, I hate it when video games do that when in their endings. Ocarina of Time was a good game. It was a great game, but you know, I just really dislike the fact that everybody's forcing us to agree that every single person in existence has to love that game. I mean, like, it's like saying that everybody in existence have to like hip-hop. There are certain hip-hop that I like and so many that I dislike that keep saying the N-word all the time, talking about gangsta shit, talking about shooting guys and thugs. I mean, we've seen that shit so many times in other rap tracks. What makes, you know, this one any different? Okay, yeah. I'm done.
Number two, Halo Reach.
I said it already. The only good ending that we got in the Halo franchise is Halo Combat Evolved. And it was the same same ending of escaping the planet before it explodes like Super Metroid. Holy fucking shit. Was this even a good ending? We knew that this is gonna lead off to Master Chief appearing. We knew that because it was a prequel, all these guys were gonna die. We knew that, you know, we're never gonna see these characters ever again. In order to be at least number two is to be unpredictable, surprising, and most of all, compelling. This Halo Reach was neither one of those. Stupid. Well. Who the fuck makes these lists? I question the people in the Guinness Book of World Records. Why did they make this list? Just why?
Why not? Ready for number one? Number one.
Oh, wait. Let me take a deep breath. Okay.
Number one. Elected the greatest video game ending of all time by Guinness Book of World Records. Call of Duty Black Ops.
Are you sure this isn't the list of the worst game endings of all time?
Hey, Portal was number 7.
Oh, fuck you! Fuck you! You actually think that number 1 is Call of Duty Black Ops, the best game ending of all time? All you did was just drown the main villain of the movie and then just escaped from an explosive territory, swimming for dear life, and there's no way you can breathe, hold your breath that long. And then automatically, the Navy ships just picked you up while they should have destroyed the submarine base to begin with. There was a Navy ship in front of you when you ascend from the water. And why do you need to have the urgency to get inside the submarine and destroy it? Just why? That was stupid. That was inconvenient. That was filled with plot holes of having a Navy fleet acting so idiotically. Just waiting for you to escape when they throw you in there to complete this stupid mission. Dude, the whole story about this Mason character trying to tell the truth and tell everybody what happened to his time in Vietnam was stupid. It was all over the place. It was not in a linear path. It just went to flashback, then back to our time, flashback, and back to, you know, the Vietnam War time, then flashback to the Vietnam War time, and then we got this ending. And again, just like every Call of Duty game, we have a villain and a character that just thrown in there and pretending that we have to act like we care and know these characters. Who in the blue hell thinks that Call of Duty is actually a good story? Any Call of Duty game in existence, who exactly think that any of them are a good story? Where is the characters? Where is the plot that actually makes sense? Where is the progression of anything that matters? Where's the godforsaken anything that even matters? It would have been so much better if it didn't have a story, but no. They had to shoehorn in all these terrorist acts, like in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, where the terrorists were shooting innocent civilians inside an airport just to cause controversy. You know, I am, you know, as much as we get so tired of hearing Ocarina of Time is the number one game, like I said in the last episode of on Rants on the Run, at least I accept that people consider this the greatest game, Ocarina of Time, the greatest game of all time. Call of Duty Black Ops, on the other hand, fuck you! No way that could be the greatest game ending ever. No way do we have to take this list at all seriously. No way was this list ever made by true gamers. And there is absolutely no way that anybody put any effort or any research in these games at all. Except for probably Ratchet and Clank, A Crack in Time. But other than that, fuck this list, and fuck anybody who actually think that this list was 100% accurate.
So is that your final verdict?
Yes, I am done.
All right. Well, my verdict, the list was pretty much whoever paid them the most.
Okay.
But one thing to consider is, when you want to make a list about the best video game endings of all time, that's a really tricky list to make, because you'd have to be familiar with a lot of titles.
Exactly. All right. If you could make a list of a top 5 or probably top 10 best game endings ever, what would you put in?
Obviously, number 1 for me would be Shenmue 2, which was not on the list at all. How could you?
Yeah, I feel your pain, man. I'm a big fan of Shenmue as well.
I don't know. I'm thinking, what endings really got to me? It's hard to say.
Man, because we got so many games in this list that has an anticlimactic cliffhanger ending.
And so many of them have more than one ending. It's confusing.
I know, right? What are they specifically telling us? All right. If I had to choose probably top 5, Ratchet and Clank, A Crack in Time, because like I said, it was the best conclusion of a 3D platformer that has a story I have ever seen in all my years in gaming. Number 4, I will have to agree with you, Shenmue 2, because of the amazing... I'm not really a big fan of plot twists, but... I will have to say that it was... Okay, I scratched that. I'm not a big fan of cliffhangers. But I will have to say that Shenmue 2 was so spectacular when they did that cliffhanger that it made you wish that Shenmue 3 was created. I'm with High Wings 89 that wishes that Shenmue was... You know, the Shenmue series was continued. Because he and I were fans of the Shenmue series for the longest time and crying for another game since... you know, we first tried it out on the game, not the GameCube, on the Dreamcast. Okay, number 3, I will have to say Portal. Because, you know, that was a spectacular surprise to see that, you know, surprised to see that the cake was a lie. But I am still upset the fact that it's number 7. It should be at least a top 3 for crying out loud.
Disagree that that number 5 was God of War?
Yes, I disagree because it was not significant. It did not give us a huge surprise, and it did not give me any satisfactory at all. But let me make this in the record. I am glad that God of War 3 was not in the best game endings ever.
You know, you say you're upset about God of War Portal being number 7, but when we went over it, you said you agree.
I agree. It belongs in the top 10. That's what I meant. But it should have been higher.
Higher! So where were you in your list?
Number 2, best game endings of all time. Best game endings of all time, Grim Fandango. I mean, talk about the most complete ending you will ever get in any video game endings in existence. All you had to do was just to reach to eternal life, and then that's what you get. And my number one favorite video game ending of all time, yes. Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger.
You know, you got separate endings, but the best ending you'll ever get is on the PlayStation 1 version where Chrono and Mario finally got married, and then that was like the perfect ending since Star Wars Episode 6, The Return of the Jedi. And I also have another tie with another game ending that I deeply, engrossingly have a passion for. It's Chrono Trigger is one of my favorites because I can't make a decision which one was the best one. Chrono Trigger with the ending with Mario and Chrono married, and the second one, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. God damn.
They're number 49.
I know. It insults me to no end to see that an ending that played a huge significant part in my years of gaming only made it at the second lowest. Ugh.
Well, anyway.
I think we don't have to take the Guinness's world records at all seriously at all. We're just gonna have to re-edit the record when somebody breaks it.
Well, Guinness Book of World Records, this is my advice. Stay away from media. Just stick to disfigured people.
All right, so I guess this ends, this episode's of Ranting Run.
Rants on the Run.
Rants on the Run, fuck! Okay, sorry.
We are the Ranters and we have the Runs. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.